We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Sports with Mike Max here on WCCO. Maxie, holy smokes, what an offer Tyus Jones has from Memphis.
Oh, yeah, they were talking to Glenn Taylor yesterday. He was on with Sid and Dave and I, and they prepared for this, and $28 million. I said all along he's going to get a huge offer because his statistics were so good. His when you look at his numbers, his assists to turnovers, everything that he did, he set himself up, and by NBA terms, that's what you get if you're a good backup point guard. You're going to get 3 years, $28 million or something like that. And so that's a big number for them to try to match, but and they need to get him. That's probably make it difficult, but he wins either way. If the Timberwolves match it, he comes back and plays for the Wolves. If not, he goes to Memphis, and the Wolves are left, really trying hard to find point guards that are serviceable here and that can do some things. But I thought he'd get in that range. I thought he'd be $7 or $8 million a year. It's over $9 million a year. So that's huge for him.
The money in the NBA is unbelievable.
Yeah. And that's what it speaks to, David, is the money in the NBA. It's pretty simple. You get this big pot of money, you split it all up, you got X amount of guys, and you start splitting it up with the salary cap. And people say, well, Tyus didn't even start last year. Right. That's how much money is available for the backup point guard. That's where they're at with it. I mean, that's $9 million a year. And the starters are getting 15 to 20 to 25 million a year. So, you know, go figure. But it's a good business to be in if you can get in it.
I wonder if Trey's thinking he should have left now, looking at that kind
of
thing.
Well, yeah, Trey should be fine either way because he'll get drafted in the first round, I think, next year anyway from Duke. The first contract sets you up really nice. The second one takes you up for a lifetime and then some. And that's what Tyus just got.
Wow. Well, good for him.
Yeah.
And I know you know the family well. He's a nice young man.
Yeah, and again, Tyus is working out with Mike Brusewitz this summer. Ran into him some at the summer basketball.
Mike Brusewitz from Sibley.
Yeah, so he works out with him. Mike plays playing over in Europe, and he went to Wisconsin, had a good career.
Can't remember that great. Remember that great high school basketball championship game between them and Minnetonka?
Yeah, the Henry Sibley had a nice team back then, and now, things have changed since then. But yeah, Henry Sibley had a nice run there, and he was in the middle of it. So he's one of many guys that from Minnesota that are playing overseas and doing some things as well. Jamar Diggs has just finished playing; they got in the championship game in France, and the list goes on and on. So there's lots of guys making money, but you don't make NBA money over there. And, Tyus knew when it got close to July, I talked to him, and he couldn't wait for July 1st to get here because he knew he was going to get an offer like that. And so good luck to the Wolves matching that. But if you don't, they got to do some more things to fortify this roster right now. They signed a couple of guys, but they're just guys. And they're a long ways from having the kind of team where you go, well, I want to buy tickets to see them play.
20-year-old wins the PGA tournament out at TPC.
Boy, put on a show, didn't he? I mean, you thought, I actually thought that might be a negative that he was one of the leaders going into the final day because he'd think about it too much and he's that young. And boy, he just maintained his poise and kept going and extended that. But when he made that eagle putt on 18 from way out there, you're thinking, okay, playoff, and you're kind of scrambling to go, I know it's sudden. Is it sudden death? Is it three holes? Is it what? But we got a playoff coming here and he's going to have to hold out against DeChambeau probably. And, then there hadn't been many long putts made yesterday. Troy Merritt had a nice one, but there hadn't been many moments like that yesterday. There were a lot of just misses and a lot of putting from 20 feet and for birdie and settling for par. And when he made that at age 20, Oklahoma State has quite a program, of course, and that's just him. But to do that in your first year was an exemption. That's that's off the charts. And carve the name in, get that tour card, and go to work now, son.
Yeah, a lot of names we had never seen before, but we get a chance to see a lot of the young talent out there for sure, and that was fun. Fun to see Tom Lehman finish off the 18th with a birdie and end up 7-under with his son caddying for him.
Yeah, 7-under, nice weekend. Talked to his wife Melissa for quite a while the other day. They've got their place here in Alexandria where they spend a lot of time now. He's got a son that is 23 years old. He played baseball in high school, not golf. Went to golf in college and was the number one golfer for Cal Poly. How do you do that, if you've concentrated on baseball? I mean, obviously you could play golf year-round in Arizona, but you got to be pretty talented to be able to convert and go to college and play a sport you didn't even play in high school.
Yeah, that's crazy talent right there. And then the women's soccer team wins yesterday, which was no surprise, I don't think, to anybody.
No, they had to work a little bit at it. They went maybe longer than they thought before they had a goal to their name, and then they won it 2-0, and they did what they said they were going to do. They came in, they said, we're the best. We'll go win this thing. They won it, and they might not be the most popular worldwide or internationally, but I got a feeling there's some endorsements coming because their brashness, their sassiness. I got a feeling there's some money flowing their way here pretty soon.
I know you like. I know there's a lot of people out there listening. Love to hunt pheasants in North Dakota. Last fall, hunters killed more pheasants than they did the previous year, and there was a drought and some declining habitat. But they had a good year for the hunters.
Came back last year to an extent because they had been bad there for a bit, and South Dakota too. South Dakota came back last year after a tough year where they had too much water in South Dakota and you couldn't get into the fields. They couldn't blow them. So North Dakota is a haven there, especially if you can go out there further west in that Bismarck area. That's become a big pheasant population, pheasant base area. But yeah, it was a good year for them. The conditions were really good. They were good for duck hunting and pheasant hunting last year. So to see the numbers on the rise is a good thing out there always, but you always have to control that because in a declining habitat, there's no way you can sustain an incline in numbers.
All-star break now, so a few days off for the Twins, but Maxie, here's a team that I was talking to Jimmy earlier this morning. We were chatting about being down to spring training. There's nobody down there that said this team would win 50 games by the break, and they end up winning 56.
56 games, good series, long game again yesterday. Boy, they've had some long games between rain delays and extra inning games over the last couple of weeks. They had delayed 3 hours in Chicago, an hour and a half the other night in Minnesota, then they play yesterday into 11 innings. So it was a really good series for them to get back and win two like they did and hit home runs and all those things and have people having fun at the ballpark. But now they're set up. I mean, this Cleveland team they're kind of serious about getting back into this thing. And they get to open there right after the All-Star game's been played there. They get to open there with Cleveland on Friday. And so that becomes the kind of paramount series, at least for Cleveland. Cleveland has to win the series. The Twins don't. I had them kind of counted out a long time ago, Cleveland. I just didn't think they had enough firepower there, but all of a sudden, and they lost Carlos Carrasco, unfortunately, to leukemia, which is just sad, but this Greg Allen's been hitting for them, and some names like that that you hadn't heard before, and all of a sudden, they're a team, they're the real deal, but that's going to make it fun here over the last couple months, fun to have teams in series like that.
Well, they got to be shaking their heads. I mean, now look at how well they've played since the first couple of weeks in the season, and they got to be looking, we're still 5.5 back?
Oh, boy, yeah, I mean,
so,
and Kluber got injured, and like I said, Carrasco, they've had all kinds of things happen to them, almost like they're going to wave the white flag this year, but they must have a pretty good system, too, because they keep producing kids that can play.
Yeah, Twins had a few base running mistakes yesterday, but get the sweep, get the 2 out of 3, so that was good. Hey, have a great Monday, Maxie.
Yeah, we'll be doing it tonight, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Mike Max, 6:30 tonight, right here on WCCO.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.